God is not in control of this earth. You said, preacher, you know God's in control. Oh, really? You better teach me. And then I ain't gonna listen if you don't teach me the scripture. God said to Adam, I give you dominion over the fish of the sea. Didn't he say it? Fowls of the air, over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. Didn't he say it? Then he said, have dominion over the fish of the sea, the fowl of the air, over everything that creeps. Have dominion. How can God and Adam have the same thing? How you going to have my car and you got it? How I'm going to have my car and you got it? We both can't have it at the same time. Ain't no way. Either you have it or I got it. Come on. So, Satan wants you to think that God is in control of this so he can shift to give all the blame to God for killing folks, raising all these catastrophes, sending all these storms and disasters, people starving to death and dying. Babies are starving because of malnutrition. Women are being misused and abused and raped and all kind of crime taking place, all kind of evil. God's in control. How can you say that and call him a good God? Babies are being aborted before they get a chance to come out the womb. Come on now. God's in control of all that. I don't think I want to follow him. And then he has tacked on to his name, I'm a good God. Then he go further and say, every good gift. Come on, y'all ain't talking to me. Every perfect gift is from above and cometh down from the Father light. And this is what's coming down to me from God. Hallelujah. I come to tell you, got a thief. And God defeated him through Jesus. Y'all better hear me now. I said, God defeated him. Jesus defeated him. Took the keys of death and hell from him. Hallelujah. And gave them to you. And when he got ready to leave and take his seat at the right hand of God the Father, he gave you and me a commission, assignment, a command, a charge. And he said, go. And all the world did not, he said, and preach the gospel. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. He that believeth not shall be damned or condemned. And in my name, these signs shall follow them. In my name, they shall cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. Hallelujah. Are you speaking with new tongues? Are you casting out devil? Hallelujah. If you drink any deadly thing, it won't hurt you. Hallelujah. You shall take up serpent. Hallelujah. Then he said, you shall lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. But people have God doing all these bad things, all the evil things. But he said, I came that you might have life and have it more abundantly. Well, I come to tell you, life is in Jesus, and Jesus is the Word of God, and he's been raised from the dead, and he has triumphed over all that is evil, and the life of God is on the inside of you. And if you want it to work for you, you got to get your mouth open. If you want it to work for you, you got to get it in your heart. You got to do what the word said. That's why we have this instruction, and we don't take the opinion and suggestion of mankind, because they'll mislead you, misguide you, and misinform you. But the word of God will instruct you, enlighten you, and show you how to succeed and overcome and be prosper and win in life at every challenge you meet. You always win and stand in the victory lane. Stand victorious. Why? Because he sent forth judgment into victory. I'm going to say it again. He sent forth what? Judgment into victory. Satan been judged and defeated. Satan been denounced and made known that he is a defeated foe, but he's trying to deceive you. If you don't read the word of God, he will deceive you. If you don't believe what you read, he will deceive you. If you don't act upon what you read, he will deceive you. But if you take this word every day of your life and say, it is what I live, it is what I sleep, it is what I breathe, it is what I talk, it is what I walk, it is where I go, it is what I do, it's the way I act, it is my life, it's in me, and that's the way I live. That's it. I live by God. God said it. Paul said it like this: I'm crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life that I now live, I live it by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me, gave himself for me. Hallelujah. So the life is in me, and the Christ in me, and the right Christ in me, and the God's in me, and the Christ in me have given me access to everything that pertains to life. Not death, not destruction, not evil, not defeat, not fear, not doubt, but victory, 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 overcoming, triumphing over all the works of the devil and everything he hash out. I look him in the face. I tell him where he belongs, beneath my feet. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Where does he belong? Beneath my feet. Where he belong? Beneath my feet. I'm going to say it again. Where he belong? Beneath my feet. Where did Papa belong? Beneath my feet. What fear belong? Beneath my feet. What sorrow and pain? Beneath my feet. Yeah. You know you have opposition. You know you're challenged with it, but don't you stop. Don't you give in to it. Don't you give in to it. You look him straight in the face and tell him with no uncertain tongue, you are a defeated foe. You are a defeated foe. You don't rule my life, nor my household. You don't rule my finances. You don't rule my going out, and you don't rule my coming in. I have angels with me. I have the life of God in me. And I'm going to live this life in peace, in joy, in victory. And then invite others. Hallelujah. I said, then invite others. How do you tell them? You don't have to be afraid. You don't have to live this kind of way. They only tell what they know, but let me tell you another story. Let me tell you another story. Many of them don't know, and they're made mockers out of it. But I found to be my hiding place, secret place, refuge, fortress. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Say this with me. I have life. The life giver is inside of me. In my spirit. Dwell with me all the time. I feed this, my spirit, the word of God, which is the life of God. Cause me to win, triumph all the time. I'm more than a conqueror. Christ in me, more than a conqueror. I cannot be defeated, and I will not quit. For I am victorious through the blood, in the name, and his grace is sufficient for me in every situation. No matter what it looked like, no matter what it sound like, his grace. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father, thank you so much for this, your word. Glory to God.